The Home of the Blizzard by Sir Douglas Mawson is read by James Condon. It is doubtful whether any other narratives in English literature have stimulated the spirit of adventure in young people as much as the stories of Antarctic exploration during the so-called heroic era early this century. Those of Scott, Amundsen, Shackleton, and Mawson have enthralled generations of readers and continue to dominate Antarctic literature. Sir Douglas Mawson occupies an exalted position in the ranks of Antarctic leaders. The book is a detailed account of the Australasian Antarctic expedition from its preparations and its departure from Hobart in late 1911 to the collection of the remainder of Mawson's party by the ship Aurora in early 1914. The Home of the Blizzard describes the expedition's domestic life on Antarctica, its scientific endeavours, the difficulties of travel, the setting up of the first radio communications from the continent, and, most memorably, the story of Mawson's epic sledge journey in 1912 to 1913, during which his companions Ninnis and Mertz both perished. The matter-of-fact descriptions of unbelievable toil and tribulation and the modest reporting of astonishing endurance and courageous response make the book unforgettable reading.